Hi, friends. I hope you had a good weekend. It's Monday, the 13th. Today, we're continuing on in 1 Corinthians. We're in chapter 10. And today, for this devotion, we will be focusing on just the first half of this chapter. In the second half, Paul talks more about some of the customary things and giving people permission to do things that are not sinful, but warning them not to make others stumble through them. So in the first part, though, of chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, he is giving them warnings from Israel's history. So as you read this today, remember he's talking a lot about Moses and the Israelites earlier on passing through the sea, leaving and wandering in the desert, and all of that. He talks about the Israelites' failures and their failures in sexual sin, and tells him not to test God and not to grumble, all things that the Israelites had fallen into. And he even references some big consequences that the Israelites faced by doing these things. Now, I don't know if you have ever heard this before, but an adage that I have used for years, and this came to me years and years ago when someone said to me, people need to understand that I just need to make mistakes so I can learn from them. And at that point in time, and maybe somebody's thought of this before, and I'm sure they have, but in my mind at that time, I thought to myself, that is not a very wise statement. And so I came up with this: don't learn from your mistakes. Learn from the mistakes of others. I think there's wisdom in that, and that's what Paul essentially is telling the Corinthians here, is don't do these things like testing God and grumbling and committing sexual immorality. Don't do these things and then learn from them, but take what Israel has already done, the Israelites, the Jews, the Hebrews, you call them, take what they've done, the mistakes they've made, and don't repeat them. Learn from their mistakes. And then I want to point out to you verses 11 to 13. These are important. At the end of this section, he says, these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So he's saying that all of these things that the Israelites messed up on, don't do it. They were written down so that you could learn from them. And then verses 12 and 13 are so important for all Christians. He says, so if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. I'll tell you what, that is something that the enemy, the devil, really wants us to think. He wants us to think that we're doing great. Why would he want us to think that we're doing great as Christians? Because when we let our guard down, when we're doing great, that's when Satan attacks. And he gets us in our vulnerability by thinking that we're doing pretty good. And that's why it's so important for us, and please hear my heart in this, it's so important for us to connect with other Christians. Other Christians can help you from going down that slippery slope, and other Christians can help you to recognize that you're not perfect and that you can fall, and we can all fall. And Christian relationships are essential for anyone who wants to, using chapter 9, run the race well in our lives. And then verse 13 here talks about temptation. I don't think there's anyone who has ever come across this verse that this wouldn't stick with you and make you think. Paul says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. So he's saying temptation that we have, it's common. Temptation is common. Everyone knows what temptation's like. And then he says this, I love this, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. This is about resisting temptation. Temptation is common. Temptation happens to everybody. That doesn't mean we should let temptation have its way and give birth to sin. It's not a sin to be tempted. Even Jesus was tempted. It becomes sin when our desires give birth to action, right? Remember that? Give birth to action, and then we sin when we give in to the temptation. Remember this part. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. We never get to use the excuse, I couldn't help myself, or the excuse, the devil made me do it, or I couldn't control that urge with that temptation. And then he promises that when we are tempted, he doesn't say if there, he says when we are tempted, God will be there. He will provide a way out. And sometimes that way out is doing things before we fall into sin, setting guardrails. How good are you at setting guardrails? You know what areas of your life you're most prone to fall into sin in. So what guardrails, what boundaries do you set beforehand? And then when you're tempted, God is always there to help you resist that temptation. The question is, are you willing in that moment to not think about your worldly desires, but to think about what God desires for you? And he promises us he'll pull us out of it. Give us something to stand up underneath with that. That's today's devotion and Bible study. Be back with you again tomorrow.